KFIZ News Time 940 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. And for our next segment, we're going to talk to an author this morning. We all know there's ups and downs of being a sports fan. We know that especially here in Wisconsin, how the Packers have done, Bucks, Brewers. Yeah, we know the heartaches that come with it. But there are a lot of good things that come with being a sports fan. And we're going to talk to author Larry Olmsted. He's got a book out called Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. So we're going to welcome Larry in on the phone lines here this morning to tell us more about this book and this concept. Larry, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat about this book. Really an interesting read so far. And tell us kind of what made you want to put a book like this together?
Well, I actually started sort of from the opposite perspective. I went to a Red Sox game at Fenway, and I saw these parents with little kids dressed in obscene T-shirts directed at the Yankees, of course.
Okay.
And I was like, what's wrong with these people? And I started to think, does, you know, sports fandom do something to us that makes us crazy? And I decided to research it. And as soon as I dove into the data and the psychology and the real science behind it, I saw, you know, the opposite was true. The reason they made such an impression on me was because they were the outliers. You know, there's 40,000 other people at that game who were well-adjusted and normal, and I don't remember. So as soon as I started to see that, I was like, no, nobody's ever really covered what fandom does to us, and it's good news is it's mostly positive.
Yeah, like I said in my intro there, there are some obviously highs and lows that come with being a fan, but overwhelmingly the book talks about the good things that come with it, as you said. And I know you talk about some of the stereotypes, and it's funny, I was reading through the book and reading a little summary of it, and somebody actually said to me the other day, they were asking if I had seen a certain show on a different channel, and they quipped, oh no, you only watch sports. And I said to myself, well, yeah, like what's wrong with that? And that's one of the things that you address in the book, is kind of that stereotype of we're just glued to the couch with, the game on the screen, sitting there doing nothing. But that could be a good thing. Is that fair to say?
It is, and it's funny because when you talk to non-sports fans, they constantly say, like, oh, it seems like a big waste of time. But if you told them, you know, that your hobby was, you know, doing jigsaw puzzles or building model train sets or collecting coins, they would never say that, even if you spent the same amount of time on it.
Mm-hmm. And it might be our, you know, one of the things we enjoy doing. I enjoy doing other things, but, even right now I'm watching the Boys State basketball tournament here in Wisconsin while I'm talking to you. So I guess I am a sports fanatic. But really, Larry, from what you've done in this book, how does fandom really meet those psychological needs for us? What did you find out?
Yeah, the biggest thing is really this sense of community. You know, it's in our DNA. Human beings are tribal creatures. Ever since the Stone Ages, we've chosen and wanted to live together in packs, in villages, in cities, in countries. And a lot, you know, the psychologists I've talked to who study this have identified about 24 different mental health benefits fans enjoy more than non-fans, things like higher self-esteem and lower rates of depression. But they mostly all come from this sense of community and belonging, and we get that from sports in a way we can't get from other kinds of entertainment. Really, the only thing, you know, kind of akin to it would be religion. But and there's a reason why we say Packers Nation or, you know, whatever nation about sports, but you don't say that about Star Wars fans. You know, it really is belonging to something. And, you know, it's the constant reinforcement. You see the fans in the stands when you watch the game on TV. You see people in the supermarket with, Packers hats, and you see bumper stickers on cars, and none of that exists for a lot of other kinds of entertainment. So you're constantly reminded that you're part of a team.
That's something I was going to bring up, you know, being a Packer fan, when you take a vacation to a different state, when we're allowed to take vacations, I guess you could add in there, you see somebody wearing Packer gear, you're like, hey, go Pack, go, right? It's that sense of community that creates an instant connection. And even on social media, if you're in like a Facebook group or you interact with people on Twitter, you're talking with people that you may not have met before, but they share a common interest. And that could be a good thing for mood and for psychology, too.
Yeah, I talked to an NHL executive who said that they call it in the industry the head nod, when you see somebody, you know, somewhere with, you know, the same logo on, you suddenly, you know, make an eye contact, head nod, and instant connection. And certainly, you know, if you wear like an Alabama hat anywhere in the world, you're going to get a lot of roll tides as you walk down the street.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Or, you know, Wisconsin Badgers gear, or you know, people, of course, internationally know our superstar down in Milwaukee with Giannis. So people across the globe now know where Milwaukee, Wisconsin is. So that's a big good thing for us, right?
Absolutely, and it really is a global phenomenon. I mean, you know, soccer fans in Europe enjoy the same kind of benefits that, you know, NFL and NBA fans enjoy here. You know, one of the things, because it's so global, it also, you know, plays a big role in things beyond our personal happiness. Everything, you know, I cover everything from the peace process and politics to, you know, post-traumatic healing after natural and man-made disasters. So, you know, what I discovered is that even if you're not a sports fan, you benefit from living in a world full of sports fans, and you know, you should probably appreciate that a little more.
Yeah, that healing thing was one thing I wanted to talk about too. You mentioned, I think it was the Vegas Golden Knights, if I'm not mistaken, but there's so many different examples. You can take that all the way down to the local high school level when there's a, you know, a tragedy involving a young athlete, how the community comes together and, you know, they rally behind the team and things like that. But you look at what happened post 9/11 with the return to baseball and football, and with Hurricane Katrina, the Saints and their first game back in the Superdome. There is that community that comes, that healing process that comes, that, you know, you don't have to be a sports fan to appreciate what a game following a big national tragedy or tragic event has to do for your community, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that to me was personally the most interesting part of the book. I mean, I had a lot of connections to it. I used to work in the World Trade Center at one point, and you know, I met the curator of the museum there, who was from New Orleans, and talked about Katrina. And I went out to I spent a lot of time in Vegas, and I interviewed people who were shot out there in their mass attacks. So I really felt connected to that healing process. And one fan told me about that first Mets game back in New York after 9/11. He said, you know, that was the moment when it was okay to smile again. And, you know, that's a pretty powerful thing. And as a matter of fact, this is the 20th anniversary in the Major League Baseball schedule, the Mets-Yankees game at Citi Field for 9/11 to commemorate that. So you're going to be seeing a lot of reruns of that Mike Piazza home run this year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, 20 years of that, 20 years since that. That's a major milestone in our country. Larry, before we let you go, what's the one lesson you want people to take away from this book, fans, if they want to read into it more for maybe the non-sports fan out there? What's one lesson you want them to take away from this book?
I think just how many tentacles in our life sports fandom reaches into. It's not just you being happy that you're sitting on the couch watching the Packers. It really permeates society at many levels. You know, has public health implications that are positive. So it's a complicated but beneficial issue.
Larry, if people want a copy of the book, where can they find it?
Your local indie bookstore, Amazon, anywhere. I put up a site about the book, sportsfansbook.com, that has a lot of reviews and a free excerpt, but I don't sell it. You know, there's links to it there.
Very good. Larry Olmsted, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us to talk about the book.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Larry Olmsted joining us. He is the author of a book called Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding.